Chapter 11. The Opium Den. That evening, exquisitely dressed, Dorian Gray entered Lady Narborough's dining room. No one looking at Dorian Gray could possibly have believed that he had murdered a man. His head ached, and at dinner he could not eat anything. He drank champagne eagerly, but his thirst seemed to increase.
"Dorian,"
said Lord Henry at last,
"what's the matter with you tonight?"
"I'm tired, Harry, that's all. I think I'll go home now."
Aziz and Ralph went down to the water and got into one of the guest house boats. The wind was rising, and it blew the boat towards the procession. There was a flash of lightning, then another, and the rain poured down. The Hindus were singing and dancing, preparing to throw their god away into the water. The little boat came closer to the palanquin, pushed forward by the wind. Then suddenly English voices called out,
Take care!
The two guest house boats collided. The image of God, the letters of Ronnie and Adela, all floated loose on the surface of the water. The sound of guns, elephants, chanting and thunder filled the air. The scene was illuminated by a flash of lightning, and the four outsiders were united in the water. Friends again, yet aware that this was their last meeting, Aziz and Fielding went riding together in the jungle of Mao. After the boat accident, there had been no more nonsense. They had returned to their old friendship. As they rode along, they talked about politics, and they enjoyed their talk. Fielding said,
"The British Empire can't be abolished just because it's rude."
"We don't want you,"
cried Aziz with abstract hate.
"Without us, India would be chaotic. You can't rule yourselves. You need the British."
Aziz grew more excited and cried,
"Get out, all of you. 10 years ago, we wanted your help, but now it's too late. India shall be one nation. Hindu and Muslim shall be united. And then..."
Aziz rode his horse close to Fielding's and kissed his cheek.
"And then you and I will be friends."
"Why can't we be friends now?"
said Fielding.
"It's what I want. It's what you want."
But the horses didn't want it. They moved apart. The earth, the temples, the lake, the palace, the birds, the guest house that suddenly came into view, they didn't want it. They said in their 100 voices, "No, not yet." And the sky replied, "No, not here."